I would like to have you turn with me today to the first epistle of Peter. The first epistle of Peter, and we're going to be looking at this letter that Peter wrote to the saints of God for the next little while. So if you can possibly have your Bible open and look with us at the scripture, we'll just look at the verses verse by verse. I will not try to do some sort of an extended exegesis or expostulation of the book of Peter, but what does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? Why was the book of Peter written? To whom was it written? And what is the message, the main message of this letter that Peter wrote to the saints? Now, with that in mind, let's just begin reading right with verse 1, which is giving us a little introduction as to who Peter is speaking to through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. He starts off with the word Peter in verse 1. Now, in all of the epistles and in all of the letters, the biggest part of the letters that were written in the days of the Apostle Peter, instead of signing their name at the end of the letter, they put their name at the beginning of the letter. So then there is no question that this was written by the Apostle Peter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, you know what an apostle is. I'm going to just take this, as we have done many times on Sermon and Song, and sort of take it verse by verse and word by word. I'll read ahead just a little bit today to help with the setting. But first of all, Peter was an apostle. An apostle is one who saw the Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection. That's the description of who an apostle is. So when someone calls themselves an apostle today, they are totally wrong and contrary to Scripture. Peter was an apostle. He had seen the Lord after his resurrection. An apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, these were countries in Asia Minor. The fact that he uses the word scattered here causes many Bible scholars to believe that he is speaking to the Jew alone, that he is speaking to the Jewish, so-called Jewish Christian. However, I believe that the book of Peter is written to all of those who are saints of God. Now, I do not wish to burst any bubbles. I don't wish to do that, but I do want you to turn with me over to 2nd chapter, verse 9. Peter, 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people. Now, there's no question, but that has reference to the Gentile Christians. You were in times past not a people. You had not been chosen of God as a particular elect people of God. But now, he says, you are, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You remember in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul talks about those who were alienated from God and strangers from the covenants of promise. Now, these are, of course, the Gentiles who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I read here in the first few verses of the book of 1 Peter, I feel like that he is speaking to all of the saints of God. Now, he probably has in mind the people of Israel who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and are now scattered. They were scattered from Jerusalem throughout all of these areas that are mentioned, and many of them were won to the Lord Jesus Christ by the Apostle Paul and by Peter himself. And so he says, now that's who I'm writing to, the strangers that are scattered. Well, when we come to your day and to my day, we find that all of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, all of us are strangers among the society in which we live. We do not act like they do. We do not follow the same customs that they do. We do not speak with the same language that they do. And I'm talking about the use of an individual language. We do not go to the same places that they go. And so we are considered strange or strangers. In other words, we do not find ourselves accepted by the world system in which we live. If you find yourself accepted by the world, if you find yourself looked up to as being great and wonderful and tremendous and mighty and good among those things, the people of the world, then, my friend, somewhere along the line, you have stepped aside from being a separated, consecrated, Bible-believing, fundamental Christian. Because we are not looked upon with favor. We never have been, and we never will be. You say, oh, but my, there's so many famous people who call themselves who have been fundamentalists. Yes, but you will find that they are famous to those of us who know the Lord. D.L. Moody, Billy Sunday, Charles Spurgeon. These men drew great crowds of people because of their great the power of God upon them as they preached the gospel. But the world hated them just like it hates you and just like it hates me. The world does not love the men of God today. For instance, Mordecai Ham, under which I was able to sit for a meeting of 12 weeks long. Mordecai Ham, a great preacher of the Word of God, and was well known and drew great crowds and loved by God's people everywhere. In Salisbury, North Carolina, when he was there, they told me, when we lived there for several years, they told me that the people of the town, the people who objected to his gospel and his preaching, put a pot on the main square, regular old black wash pot, and they put a boiling water in it, put fire under it and built a fire and boiled the water and took a ham and dropped it into the water and all shouted and hollered, "We're going to boil ham while he's here." That was before he came to town, and I understand that for the sake of his life, lest someone kill him, he had to sort of slip out of Salisbury and catch a train they were not expecting. Maybe he went over to Spencer and caught the train, simply because his life was in danger. Now, this is the crowd that Peter is preaching to. So you be on hand, and we'll be right back there tomorrow, and I hope that looking into the book of Peter will be a blessing to all of our hearts.